KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Petros Papadakis from the Petros and Money Show. Evidently, there was nothing going on upstairs, so he joins us, continues with us.
My wife told me that they're defiant and infuriating. I said, all right, and I came back down.
Right. And give me the age of these kids again. 8 and 6?
8 and 5.
8 and 5. And Fletcher is the older.
Fletcher is the elder, yes.
Yes.
Callie is the younger.
Is he interested in all in doing radio, or does he like sports? I guess he plays softball or baseball or something.
Plays baseball. He does jujitsu. We try to keep him involved in as many things as possible. But
can he kick your ass with the jujitsu?
The first thing he did when he learned, he came home and sprinted right at his mother and tackled her to the ground.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Did she smack him for them?
She was unhappy. She feels violated a lot. You know? So that was a bad move. But at the same time, I was like, wow, you know, I mean, at least he's putting it into practice in a way. But yeah, they're upstairs tormenting my mother, their mother, and watching YouTube videos.
How often does your dad,
the crooner?
Yeah, the crooner. How often does he pop by? Every day?
Yeah, well, Wednesday's his day to pick Callie up and take
her.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
huh?
He's involved. Yeah.
Oh, he's a beautiful grandfather.
Yes, he likes it. He goes to all the baseball games and, you know, passes out my sister's yoga studio card.
That's
and his
great, dude.
CDs.
Is he one of those guys in the parking lot that's selling his CDs for $5?
He doesn't. He just gives them away for free. Not knowing most people don't even have a CD player.
I think I have a CD of his at home.
Yeah, I mean they're everywhere. I mean, I use them as coasters.
Does he, when you go with him in his car, does he play his own music?
Yes, and then he sings along and tells you how he's going to sing it, or he just goes a cappella and tells you, you know, and or he just starts singing in public, hoping someone will notice
great.
That he's singing. It's really cumbersome.
Right now, last night when you were at your dad's performance.
Drinking really heavy, like Charles Bukowski and Barfly, just really heavy.
And it was in Orange County, right?
No. It was here.
Oh, was in LA. Okay, all right.
In Rancho Palos Verdes. And or Rolling Hills. Actually, it was in Torrance.
And what was the mask protocol? Was everyone masked up?
Nah, man. It was only the servers.
That's great,
I think,
man.
Everybody was vaccinated.
Yeah, are you vaccinated?
Like we were a night in front of Fauci. Yes, I am.
Oh, you are? What'd you go with, Pfizer, Moderna?
I went with Moderna because that's the one that was available at Dodger Stadium when I drove on through and did it.
Oh, I see. Okay. You know what's really weird, and I've experienced this myself, is that the teenagers, or at least my daughter and her friends, they're all begging their parents to let them get vaccinated. I mean, can you imagine when you're 15 begging your mom or dad to get you vaccinated?
I mean,
never.
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking shots as a young person, usually it's for some kind of nefarious or you're diabetic.
That's right. But, man, they all want to get this vaccination, you know?
You know, back in my time, in college football, you used to walk into a needle at halftime, you know?
Wait a minute. They pumped you with muscle killer or painkillers during halftime?
No.
Sounds like they did.
No, come on, Tim. Tim, do you know who the best scat singer of all time was?
Crozier.
Do you, Croz?
Mel Torme.
Ah, come on. You're not going to give it to Ella? Mel Torme, the Velvet Fog.
Ella Fitzgerald?
Only because of the personal connection. But otherwise, yeah,
Ella. Oh, you
Ella,
have a personal Torme connection?
I do.
Oh, wow. That's right. You know his daughter, right?
I was great. Good friends with Daisy Torme, yeah.
You know, I know the guy, and he ended up suing me, actually, that took the call. He was doing an internship at the mortuary, and he had to take the call for Mel Torme. That's a little morbid. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Wait a minute. So Mel Torme, I didn't realize that Mel Torme was one of the big scatters.
Oh, yeah. He could scat.
And I didn't know that.
And
yeah,
he always gave deference to Ella, too. He always said she was the queen.
Yeah. Nancy Wilson, pretty good. Ella Fitzgerald, Louie could do it.
Dinah did too. Dinah was a good one.
Let's see how Mel does here. She can do no wrong. She can do no wrong. She's been the greatest in the land since she sang a chick
Stand. And he's talking about Ella here. He's singing about Ella.
Is he? Some say jazz is insensible,
but the way she sings. Oh, Betty Carter. That's who I meant to say.
When does he sket? Oh, here we go. Great first lady no. of song. Oh, here we go. All right, he's getting away.
Imagine sitting there and watching this.
His live version of Route 66, one of the best songs you've ever heard in your life.
Oh, get your kicks. Ba-ba-da-loo-ba-da-loo. Betty Carter is another scat singer, or she can scat. Oh, and Karen Allison out of Kansas City, a more modern scat singer.
Wait, but you said Ella Fitzgerald, right?
Ella Fitzgerald.
Kurt Elling is going too.
Weak.
What?
Who
this guy's pretty good. Kurt Elling's pretty good.
He's friends with the Don.
Wait, but Ella Fitzgerald did the one note scat. Nobody has been able to do that.
What? Boop! I just did it right there.
Here we go.
No, step for her. Not an attractive woman.
That's a one note samba she's doing. What was that thing you used to say, Morgan? A little scat goes a long way? Yeah, something like that.
Oh, Louis Prima.
Prima. Yep.
Yeah, Cab
Calloway. Cab Calloway.
Oh, Cab Calloway's the best, man. That guy had style.
Scatting away, man.
Yeah, and Cab Calloway's singing about cocaine back in the day.
Yes,
man.
Indeed.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, Bubba.
She messed around with a bloke named Smokey. She loved him, though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown. And he showed her how to kick the gong around.
You know, one of the great songs, speaking of Mess Around, one of the great songs of all time, Mess Around. The Mess That's Around, the Mess Around. Everybody do the Mess Around. And it's a great scene in the movie as well. I don't know if you ever saw it, Ray Charles, the movie. I think it was called Ray, right?
Yep.
And, Ray Charles, the movie?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's hard to get by the early drowning.
With Jamie, what's
Jamie
his name?
Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Man, when you watch that movie, you're watching Ray Charles.
You feel like it.
Yes, it's exactly. It was 100% Ray Charles. And one of my favorite songs of all time was, let me see if I can pull it up. You can talk about the pit. Barbecue. The band was jumping. The people too high. Mess around. They're doing the mess around. Come on. Little scat. Come on. Bro.
What I say.
He's the best. All right, buddy. Really appreciate you coming on. Giant stud. And we'll catch you on 570 AM.
Oh, I'd love to stick around.
You can't do it, huh?
Yeah. Love to stay.
All right.
But I got to go.
Petros Papadakis, everybody. Yes. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. We're keeping an eye on Palmdale and the standoff there with the L.A. Sheriff's Department. After a long, very dangerous high-speed pursuit that ended up in what looks like a retirement home out in the Palmdale area. And they think this guy might be still held up there. So we'll keep an eye on that for you, right? Ding dong. All right, these teenagers, they can't wait to get vaccinated. My daughter was begging my wife, please, let me get vaccinated. Then when she did, she was telling everybody and texting everybody. It's great. And then I just heard from another one of our listeners, a buddy of mine lives in Burbank, and his daughter got vaccinated as well, and she was thrilled. She couldn't wait to get in there to get vaccinated. This is a different crew. These young kids today. I don't know, you know, what they were listening to or what they're watching or what's going around, but they can't wait to get in there to get vaccinated. Anyway, they wear it proudly. They show that bandage to everybody. It's kind of cool, right? Right? They're in. So if you have kids, you'll probably hear that from them at some point. You know, let me get in there. Let me get it vaccinated, right? And they'll come home and they'll text their buddies and family members, and they wear that bandage proud. All right, let's get into this here. What's going on with these teens?
The Pantone brothers, 12-year-old Alex and 15-year-old Tony, will get vaccinated this week, likely at Santa Ana Community College a few miles from their home. Their dad says they've been waiting for this day to come.
I think they both really want to feel secure in our COVID-19 world, and the best way to feel secure and to be responsible is to get the vaccination.
Parents aren't wasting any time. They've already secured appointments at CVS pharmacies across the Southland for their 12 to 15-year-olds, some kids getting shots this afternoon.
And by the way, when you do go take your teen or your child to get vaccinated, it's a really good idea to bring their school ID. You know, whether they're in, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th, junior high or high school, middle school or high school, bring the ID. It makes things go much smoother.
Oh, yeah.
Much easier.
Yep.
Because they don't take the parents' word for it that they're 15 or 14 or whatever.
No, my girlfriend took her son to get his shot yesterday, his first shot yesterday.
How old is he?
At 17, though.
Right.
And she had to make sure that she grabbed his passport just to make sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then he had to use it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No issues, though, but yeah.
Yeah. So these kids, man, they love. Look, when I was 14, I did everything in my impossible to get out of getting shots. As a matter of fact, you know, there's six kids in our family. So my mom would take us all in to get vaccinated by, you know, whatever it was, polio, whooping cough,
right?
You know, the whole run, rabies, mumps, gout, whatever the vaccine was. We all went in as a family. And I remember going in for a vaccine, and my brother got one, my brother Jake, then Pat and Corey, and then Sean, and then Kelly. And the nurse turned around and said, okay, is everyone vaccinated? And we all said, yep. But they never gave me the vaccination, right? Because I hated it. Because I was always sore for like 3 or 4 days in tremendous pain after vaccination. So I lied to the nurse and said, yep, we're all vaccinated. And I took one of those Band-Aids from the counter and I stuck it on my arm. And she goes, well, let me see. And I'm like, oh, there it is. She goes, oh, yeah, I guess we're all vaccinated. Right? And she had an extra one sitting there. And she's like, oh, maybe I filled 7 instead of 6, whatever. She didn't think about it. And I left there, and I'm like, yes, I got out of that vaccination. And to this day, I still wonder what the F it was, right? What am I not vaccinated for, but yet on my medical records, it says I am. So I can't look back to find out what I wasn't vaccinated
for. That was just a one vaccine shot?
It was one vaccine.
It wasn't like one of those combo ones?
No, but it was something important enough where my mom, like, dragged us all in there one afternoon quickly to get this vaccine. And my mom wasn't a big anti or pro-vaxxer. She just did what her doctor told her to do. Dr. Nierenberg. I remember that dude's name. Dr. Nierenberg.
So you're not vaccinated for something.
Something out there is out there that I'm not vaccinated for. And I have no idea what it is.
You can stay in there.
<That's right. laughs> I have no idea what it is.
And you've got a teenage daughter, so the HPV question, I'm sure, has come up with you.
Oh, yeah. No, my wife is all over that.
Yeah.
My wife is a terrific mom. Where she's in, you know, with that doctor and connected on, you know, how tall she's going to be. Is she the right weight? Is she this? Is she that? And it's great. My wife's worth her weight in gold when it comes to that. Right? So I don't have to do anything. I can do I can watch TVG while they're at the doctor's
getting
office.
Getting shots.
That's right.
Earlier today, the Centers for Disease Control endorsed the use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children as young as 12.
Wow.
That follows the FDA's decision to authorize emergency use of the vaccine for adolescents between 12 and 15. Seventh grader Madeline Flucky is hours away from getting...
Madeline, what?
I'm sorry?
Seventh grader Madeline Flucky is hours away from getting her
Gotta always hit the L.
Enunciation!
We're gonna try to hit the L in
Seventh grader Madeline Flucky is out.
Flucky. Got to hit the L in Flucky.
And Flucky is hours away.
She'd have a shirt like that. It's Flucky with an L.
Seventh grader Madeline Flucky is hours away from getting her vaccine. Her mom reserved a spot online Thursday at an El Monte CVS as soon as the federal approval came down.
I wonder what that kid's nickname is on the schoolyard.
Lucky Flucky?
Yeah, right. That's what it is.
We're going to go with that.
First one that comes to mind. Hey, it's Lucky Flucky. Hey, Lucky, how are you, Bob? Nice to see you. Hey, where's Flucky? KFI AM at 640. Conway Show. Yeah, Dig Dog. At 9 o'clock tonight, we do the DDSA, Ding Dong Sing-Along. And tonight, we have a Tom Petty song.
Hey, now.
And one of Mondo's favorites. And because it's Mondo's birthday, we thought it would celebrate.
Today's Mondo's birthday?
Wait, really?
Again?
Whatever. It's called Free Fallin'. And Mondo, up until about maybe a year and a half ago, thought that the title of that song was Free Ballin'.
Yikes.
And he would sing, free.
Yeah,
free ballin'.
And how long did y'all let him sing it that way?
Until he sang it on the air.
Right.
Yeah. Then we pointed out that that might be wrong.
Yo, Mondo, what the hell are you singing now?
He's like, no, it's a song about free balling. Like, it's not. It's not. And he goes, well, how do you know? I said, well, I've heard the song a million times. And two, my sister worked on that video and did the wardrobe for that video. Kind of cool, right?
Look at that.
Yeah. And so...
She would know.
She would definitely know.
And she did not work with any undergarments in the video.
Right. She probably would have turned down a video if she was the wardrobe person on a video called Free Ballin'.
Would they even need her job then?
Right. Yeah, they would they would not need to pay her as much. Her daily fee would have been much less if it was Free Ballin'. But it's Free Fallin'. And then Angel Martinez came up with one for tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
With the little, was it Miller, right? Miller Band? Steve Miller Band?
Yeah, Steve Miller, the Joker.
The Joker! Yes!
Woo!
Although we may have to put that off till Monday, because Friday we do the one with the kids.
Oh, that's right.
Because the kids are listening on Friday.
Okay.
So let's come up with one for the kids for tomorrow. Then on Monday, we have Steve Miller Band, Joker, which is great. I listened to that song today. After you brought it up, and I'm like, oh, that's right. That's a cool song.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight.
Wait, we can't do that tomorrow for kids' night?
We probably could. We'll get some email. But we're used to email. All right. So anyway, tonight at 9 o'clock, in about 20 short minutes from now, right after that break, Tom Petty and Free Fallin'. Yes. It's going to be great. All right, we all saw earlier this week, late last week, that Tesla guy who was up in the, I think it was the San Francisco area, where he was driving alone in the back seat of a Tesla, and the Tesla was doing all the driving. Evidently, the cops don't like that. So they tracked him down.
But a brazen man caught on camera riding in the back seat of a driverless Tesla. This video shows the car driving itself around the Bay Area this weekend. The dark-haired man in a baseball cap seeming...
That's cool, right? Described about 9 million people in the Bay Area. Dark-haired man with a baseball cap.
Keep an eye out.
And by the way, the only description we have is a dark-haired man. That's kind of odd, right?
Why would you even put that out?
Right. Dark-haired man. Oh... Well,
last seen in jeans and a t-shirt.
Right. Yeah, blondes are taking a big sigh of relief. Oh, thank God. Wasn't mean.
The dark-haired man in a baseball cap seeming to enjoy the attention as another driver records him. He stares straight into the camera while grinning and waving. Two other people previously posted pictures online of what appears to be the same guy pulling the same stunt.
Wow.
CHP is looking for him.
Yeah, they found him, right? And they arrested him. The guy that took the video, one of the guys that took the video... They described him as a man with skin. So another great description of
two legs and two arms.
Yeah. And some skin, man. All right. Very good. All right, the Max jet that Angel can't stand. Hit me with that Max, man.
That's right.
Got some more could be in the air, though. Ding dong with these Max 737s.
More 737 MAX jets could soon be in the air again. Woo! The Federal Aviation Administration has approved Boeing's fixes to the plane's electrical system. Some of the jets were grounded in April because of this issue. United Airlines says it plans to return its 17 MAX jets to service in the coming days. Southwest expects to have its fleet flying in the next 3 weeks.
Wow. You know what we should do is we should find out and give this person the Goof Award for Los Angeles. We should find out the very last reporter that insists on wearing a mask while they're doing a live story or a stand-up outside, right? Because you know there's going to be a reporter like a year from now still fully masked up.
So we'll just every reporter that we see that right. doesn't have a mask, they go on a list.
They go on a list,
and
right.
then eventually...
There we got. We're down to one guy or one gal. I'm still wearing a mask out there, man.
I'm gonna go gal.
Okay. All right. All right. But you know what? What's crazy is they're outside usually at night. You know, between 11 and 11:30, and they're 900 miles from anybody, and they got a mask on. And they's like, well, we're trying to teach the public. You're not teaching public anything. You're annoying the public, right? By wearing a mask. Got to take the mask off if you're outside and reporting. And nobody's around you.
There's the other ones, too, where if a reporter is out in the field or something interviewing someone.
Right.
And they're 6 to 10 feet from them.
Right.
Nobody around that person. And that person has a mask on that's being interviewed.
It's crazy. It really truly
is. So at some point, yeah.
And they're probably both vaccinated, too.
Yeah.
All right. The gas hoarding has presented a problem here. I guess there was a Hummer that exploded.
Dangers of trying to stock up on gas. A Hummer with 4 5-gallon containers of gas on the back caught fire in Citrus County, Florida. It was completely torched within 10 minutes or so. The driver was hurt but refused to be taken to the hospital.
Smart dude, right? On a lot of levels. But anyway, the gas supply back east and in the south, stretching from Texas all the way to New York and New Jersey, it looks like they've got that problem fixed. They paid the ransom. They were hacked, and their entire operation was shut down at Colonial Pipeline. And instead of waiting, they paid the $4 million in Bitcoin ransom, untraceable, Bitcoin. Well, not Bitcoin. What is the general term for that? Cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency.
And they paid $4 to $5 million to get that flowing again. And they didn't want that publicized, but everybody found out.
The fuel is coming. That is the announcement this morning. And boy, doesn't it sound good? Haven't we all seen how hackers can disrupt things, drive up the price of gas, cause panic at the pumps? Now that it's restarted, how long should it take to get back to normal? 3, maybe 5 days. But it's back up and running.
But it's what?
But it's back up and running.
Back up and running.
So it's a production on that just to be cool?
Yeah, I think so.
All of that panic at the pump seemed to be reaching a tipping point at gas stations across the southeast.
It's like the toilet paper fiasco all over again.
According to Gas Buddy, North Carolina is getting hit the hardest. 74% of its stations are facing outages.
Wow.
Half of the stations are out in Georgia, and it's even higher in South Carolina and Virginia.
Yeah, I think in North Carolina, 70% of the gas stations are empty.
There is fuel available. It's just when everybody's buying it at the same time due to hysteria, then it creates gaps in the supply chain. And that's just what we're seeing here.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe there's fuel is available. And that's why the lines are 5 miles long. I think that guy's lying.
For now, it appears the impending crisis is nearing an end, although not a quick one.
The supply itself is not really at issue here.
Well, it seems like it is. All right. I'm on the West Coast. And I've seen news stories from the East Coast, and it does seem exactly like that. That supply is the problem, not the it is the only problem.
The supply itself is not really at issue here.
Right, but getting it into the gas station is, and it might as well just be a supply problem.
Kent Moores is the executive chair of the Energy Capital Research Group.
So what? Who cares?
These are going to be local inabilities to move supply to where the demand is when the demand hits. And that's going to take about 48 hours.
Colonial Pipeline has declined to say whether it paid a ransom to the hackers.
It did.
In a statement, the company said safety was its primary focus.
They paid $4 to $5 million to the hackers.
And that it would conduct a comprehensive series of pipeline safety assessments. Former FBI Deputy Director and cybersecurity expert Sean Joyce says private companies need to work together with the federal government to combat future attacks.
And the private sector companies are really left to defend themselves. And on some of these sophisticated adversaries like nation states and organized crime groups, that is a very difficult proposition.
Yeah, but the government gets hacked all the time. The DMV was hacked. The unemployment department was hacked. So, it's not like you guys are knocking it out.
You know, yesterday the president signed an executive order to strengthen cybersecurity defenses in this country, but it does not include privately run infrastructure like oil and gas companies.
Well, there you go. All right, very good. We're live on KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640, Conway Show. It's not a mystery that everything is more expensive. If you think everything is more expensive, gas, groceries, rent, everything, you're right. It is becoming impossible to live in Los Angeles off even a decent salary. Everything is more expensive. Wood, you know, is double the price it was a year ago. Groceries are up 30, 40, 50%, sometimes 100%, and it's getting out of control. People don't have that kind of money.
One way to look at this is through this parking lot. For hours before the dinner time, most of the spots here were filled. The same could be said about the rest of this shopping center. Signs of increased demands for both goods and services. Courtney Rainier has been working for Instacart because of reduced hours at her freelance job during the pandemic. And she has faced sticker shock at grocery stores.
What I've noticed with our shopping and shopping for other customers and clients is the price has been going up.
It's across the...
Yeah, it has. You know, when I went to the market the other day and I got, I don't know, like five items and it was like $42. I'm like, $42? I don't even have a cart full. But if you have like three or four kids or five kids and you had a full shopping cart, that probably, it could be $300 you're spending on, you know, just like a week's worth of food.
It's across the country, from fruit to meat and paper products, the increases are nearly 10%.
We've seen prices in Southern California go up at least 15 days in a row.
Jeffrey Spring is with AAA. He says the panic buying on the East Coast has nothing to do with the local gas prices.
Usually prices start increasing in March or April when they switch over to from winter blend gasoline to summer blend gasoline, which increases the price per gallon about 10 to 12 cents.
Yeah, and it's going to go up again when they have that summer blend.
They haven't healed the economy. They've overheated the economy.
Dr. Chris Thornburg is an economist who says stimulus money from the federal government and an improved job market has fueled increased demand that's outpaced the supply chain.
That's why good spending is above trend, right? Because, well, I can't go to Disneyland and buy a camper. I mean, anybody tried to buy a bicycle last Christmas?
He says people who worked in hospitality were hit hard by the pandemic, but many others kept working without pay cuts like those seen during the Great Recession.
Yeah, the guy's got a great point. Bicycles, I got on recently from my daughter, and I looked at the bike. I'm like, oh, it's probably about, I don't know, $85, $95. Not even close. It's unbelievable. First of all, it's very hard to find a bike nowadays. You go to Walmart or Target and they're gone. Right? Only like the crappy ones with the, you know, wheels that are a little
oh,
off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like five spokes are missing on the wheel. Those are the only ones left.
Where you go for your bikes?
I did find it. You know, I went to a bike store in Burbank and they had no new bikes there.
What?
Yeah, none. They're not getting shipments of new bikes. And then I went to another bike store and the guy says, you know, maybe 2 weeks we'll get some in. And then I went to Target. They didn't have one there. And I went to Walmart. There was one left. It was a Schwinn or a Huffy, I think it was.
And Huffy. Those yeah. things are still around.
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful. Just her size, just perfect. You know, like the gears you change on the handle and she loves it. But I was very fortunate to find it because I went online and it is impossible to find a bike right now.
Ruth Gregory, who's been working from home, actually saw her savings account grow.
Because I've been spending less on clothes and gas and going out, restaurants and stuff.
And Dr. Thornburg says what we are seeing right now will likely cool off. And it's also important for the Federal Reserve to pull back on injecting more cash into an economy that has plenty of job openings to prevent long-term inflation.
Yeah, the more you print, the less the money is worth. And, you know, like we have as a state, we have a $75 billion surplus, some say $100 billion. And that money becomes worthless if you print too much of it. And that's exactly what we're doing, right? We're just printing too much money. And now we're all going to have to pay through the nose for everything. All right, we come back. We're going to do the DDSA Ding Dong Sing Along. It's Free Fallin' by Tom Petty. We're live on KFI AM 640.